Okay, so if I go like this,
right,
and...
What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to figure something out here.
Well, what the hell are you doing? I'm talking about Juanita, and you two boys are picking each other's fingers.
Hello. Oh, there you go.
Hello, is this Juanita?
Hello, this is Juanita Jordan.
Hi, Willie. How you doing, baby?
Oh, hello, my wonderful man.
Hello, baby.
My man.
I love you again.
I love you too, Michaels. Now,
thank you for withdrawing the divorce petition.
I would like to say a few things, if I might, on this fine forum.
Thank you very much. I know it's going to be better than the last time.
We had a very public falling out.
I know.
I would like to thank Mr. Don and Mr. Mike.
I would, too. I would like to thank Don and Mike for being solely responsible for us getting back together.
They let us get on the radio, and they let me call you out for being the tootie-tang master you was.
I've been a dog, Juanita, and I've changed my ways.
And I've had a lot of people talk to me and say, Juanita, why do you want to let him back in your house?
Well, you know the reason why.
The reason it is, it starts with an L and it ends with a K. And it am called the LoJack. And I put the LoJack right in Michael's penis.
Let me explain. About a week ago, I had a surgical procedure where the LoJack was planted in my, you know what?
Your penis.
I hate saying that, Juanita.
Baby,
they planted a LoJack on me.
Baby, it ain't in your scrot.
I know.
Baby,
it ain't in my stomach.
It ain't in your taint.
It ain't in my brain.
Baby, it's...
It's right on the end.
It's right in the helmet.
It's right on the end, and it's got a special device that can tell what kind of state I'm in.
And furthermore, I got another kind of LoJack. When it starts raining, if you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
I get alerted to that as well.
And you know I'm going to behave myself now. I behaved myself last night, Juanita.
I know, because I was watching. I'll tell you right now, let me pull up my computers here.
Okay.
My computer, and I tell you, I am at our suburban home outside Chicago.
That's a beautiful place I bought for you.
But I would tell you right now that you are in the main air studio at W's and EW's.
Yes, I am, Juanita. Boy, that thing's working.
888 7th Avenue. You am sitting in a chair next to a man with curly hands.
That's right. How can you see that? Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me pull my pants down.
You
can see him. I didn't know it had a camera in it, Juanita.
And I believe, due to the smell-o-vision that I also had installed in your penis LoJack.
Yes?
You are sitting in a chair of a man who had very rich food for dinner last night. I would say that you are sitting in a chair of a man who last night enjoyed calamares for dinner.
Yes, you're absolutely right. How did you know that, Juanita?
Because in your penis LoJack,
yes,
I got all the high techs.
Oh, boy.
I got all the high techs. I got all the low techs.
Yeah, I tell you, it itches. And it ain't like that normal itch.
Don't scratch it now.
Well, you know, it just hurts, Juanita. It's a big thing. It's the size of a pen.
Baby, what did I tell you? I said, you can keep half your money. And you can go have your life.
Okay.
Or you can have all your money.
Uh-huh.
And you just got to let me put this in your penis.
That's okay. I'm not going to take it out. You know I'm not going to take it out.
I've never
taken it out.
The only sad thing for me in all this is my breakup with this Abraham Poland.
Well, you tell him that you're my wife and you are no longer seeing him. Now, you promised me, Juanita,
that you
would just have one for the road and that would be it.
I told you I took care of him and I pushed his wheelchair down the stairs.
That's right. He can't talk no more.
So he laying down at the bottom of the stair right now.
Is he dead? Did you kill him?
His bone is sticking through his little white arm.
That's a compound fracture.
He said, Juanita, I thought we was in love. I said, I could never be in love with someone who looked like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Now you talking my language, Juanita.
You fool.
That's good stuff, Juanita. You know I like to hear that.
Ever since I first met you at that Bennigan's and you knocked me up.
You're the best good-looking waitress I ever seen.
And I had to sue you for the paternity suit for our first child. I said, this is my man. If only I would have got me a low-jack penis so many years ago.
Well, you got it now, baby, and I'm going to be faithful to you.
I don't know, but...
Mr. Abraham Poland's legs are hanging as lifeless as two big mackerels right now.
That's good. I don't like him messing with my woman.
You're
my woman now, and I'm all yours, Juanita. I love you, baby.
And now, baby, I told you, I would be glad to put a low-jack down in my vaggy area.
No, baby, come on. That's too uncomfortable.
Well, it's just...
We start doing the nasty, and it's going to be like we're metal on metal.
I told you I'd be willing to let you know wherever I am.
I trust you, Juanita.
Of course you do, because I've never been with no hoes.
Except Mr. Poland's.
Mr. Poland's is no hoes. Mr. Poland's was simply my F-U.
I understand that, but you're not going to see him anymore, right?
No, he's out of my life, baby.
No, you don't need that. If we put that in the side of you, that'd be like bedroom battle box. That'd be no fun at all.
I can tell right now you shifted your leg. You shifted your weight from your left leg to your right leg.
Hey, you put that inside of you, Juanita, that'd be like pots and pans downstairs.
You better watch yourself.
Yeah, I don't want that. What do you mean? What do you mean watch myself? I got the low jack inside of me.
You watch it. Part of our deal now is you're going to love it. You're going to respect me.
I respect you, Juanita.
Say you love my privacy.
I love your privacy, baby.
Are you going to kiss my privacy like you kiss those other girls' privacies?
When I get home, I'll kiss your privacy, baby. Just don't put that metal thing in there.
And when I give you the oral treats, you can't be on the phone with your friends.
I will not call anybody. Just be you and me, baby.
I don't want to be giving you no oral favors and have you talking on the phone to Charles Barkley.
That's okay, Juanita. You won't be talking to nobody. I swear to God, it's just you and me, baby. That's the way it's going to be forever. And just like you said, I'm going to buy you a brand new car.
Really, baby?
That's right. I'm going to buy you a brand new car, just like you wanted.
I want a new car.
How are you going to buy you that brand new Rolls Royce that says Abe on it? I swear to God. Abe won ho.
Now, baby, let me tell you something.
Yeah, baby.
Why you get so mad at me because I had a little thing going with Mr. Abraham Poland?
Because I thought about it, baby. I really love you since I met you at the Bennigan's. I swear to God I do.
But you were with the hoes. You were getting oral from one hoe while you was talking on the phone to another hoe. I had sex with a bony white man just to get back at you.
I understand, Juanita. I love you forever, baby, and I've changed. I've changed my bad ways.
And I love you, baby. I trust you now that I know where your penis is 24/7. And I want to say to the world, you listen to me now right now, world. This is Juanita Jordan speaking. I want to thank Mr. Don Geronimo's and Mr. Mike Somera's for saving our marriage.
That's right. Those two guys are good, man. They're better than a Bennigan steak skillet. I like both those boys.
They've done it for us. They made it happen.
Hey, baby, I'm coming home to Chicago this weekend. I'm going to bring you a big sack of cash.
Hey, baby, you bring me that big tube steak.
You bet. You know how big it is, too, baby.
It's teeny.
Oh, come on, baby. You said you respect me, too.
Baby, I respect you, but I want to tell you something. You got a beautiful black man's body. You're the world's greatest athlete.
Thank you, baby.
But you have the penis of a 2-year-old white boy.
I understand, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to be with you forever, baby. I'm going to come home. You're going to make me them Santa Fe nachos. I love you, baby.
You tell me.
Come on, baby. What's with you?
You tell me what you want. I get it.
I want you to pleasure me, Juanita. I want you to pleasure me good.
When you
just got kind of carried away.
I'll put my finger anywhere you want me to.
Oh, dude, baby, you know how much I like that. With my little boy's thing. I tell you, Juanita, I want it to be better than it's ever been before, okay? I want it to be just like a big, thick shake.
If you want my fingers, get them done.
Oh, honey, you are tastier than a grilled chicken Caesar.
I know it.
I love you, Juanita.
I love you, and I want to tell everybody something. When Michael walk around the house and his hand is on the pants and he do the commercial for him, it looked like he was smuggling in 2 Tic Tacs.
Oh, baby, you don't need to tell the world that. Now, why are you dissing me?
Baby.
Why are you dissing me, baby?
Baby.
I tell you, you're just as good as a grilled chicken Caesar.
I want to tell you why. I understand you went to the A&P last night.
Uh-huh.
And you are a bad, bad man. Or maybe it was the man that was sitting in your chair.
Yes, it was.
Baby. It wasn't you. It was Mike O'Mara.
It was Mike O'Mara.
I don't know why I'm getting you mad at you about that, baby.
Baby, he's going through some stuff right now. Come on, now. You know he's going to get mad once in a while. That's just the way it's going to go.
I know. I only wish that they could work out as well for him as they have for you and for me, baby.
Baby, you are my stuffed mushroom. You know that. And you know I loves you.
And you are my baked potatoes.
Oh, fantastic. You're my sour cream.
Baby, you're my pumpkin pie.
You're my chive on top of that sour cream.
Baby, you're the cherry on my sundae.
You're my seasoned french fries, baby.
You're my extra value meal number two.
I got a new nickname for you, Juanita.
What's that, baby?
Death by chocolate. I love you, baby.
And I got a new nickname for you.
What's that?
I know where your Peter is 24/7.
Amen, baby.
Yes, that was that cut, all right.
I got to go.
I got to go, too. I love you, and I want to say again, thank you to the Dons and Mox radio shows.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
They have saved our marriage. I'm letting him back in the house.
Nobody's happier than me, chicken fingers.
All right, baby.
You take care of yourself, Juanita. I'll be home this weekend.
Don't forget, I'm watching you.
I understand. I got the low jack in my penis.
Big, 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 big low jack in that penis.
That's right. I'm doing fine.
Unzip your pants for a minute. Let me look at those boys you're with.
You want a free soda refill?
Unzip your pants. Unzip your pants. Pull out your wiener.
There it is.
Well, hi. Hello there, Buzz.
Hey, look at that. It's got a camera in it. I'm pointing over here.
How you doing, Buzz?
Let me point it over to this side of the room.
How are you?
Wow.
Look who that is.
Oh, it's the Grand Master.
I hate that guy.
Congratulations, JJ.
Don't congratulate me, MF-er.
Where am your hood?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, I tell you right now, I'm ready to make something spit for the captain.
Oh, no, wait, hey. Who is that handsome man behind the console?
That's Don Geronimo.
I want to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby, he's so much more than a 5.1.
But, baby, he drank S water the other day. You don't want to be kissing that man. He's got the S in his mouth.
I'm just saying he's a
handsome. He's got another man's Duke water in his mouth.
I tell you this, he's one handsome man, though, for a white man.
I agree, honey.
He is TV star handsome.
He is absolutely movie star handsome.
Turn that around.
Mm-hmm.
He's better than a side order of honey mustard.
Oh, fantastic.
Turn
baby.
That thing around and put that on Mr. Michael Maris.
Here we go. I'm looking at him right now.
I'm blind. I'm blind. No, I'm kidding.
Of course.
He am a handsome man also.
Yes, he is, baby.
Turn it in the next room. Let me see who. Put your penis up on the window and let me see who in the next room.
Okay, I'm looking over there.
Who is that?
That's Mr. Johnny.
Oh, he looked like someone from The Sopranos.
There we go. Uh-huh. Absolutely, and that's the producer of that show.
Hello, whore.
Oh.
Hello, whore.
That's not nice, Juanita. Juanita, can I zip back up, please?
Hold on, I like looking around through your penis.
Come on, please, can I?
It's like being on a submarine, and I'm looking up through the periscope.
Can I put away my little tiramisu?
All right, you may put it back in this. Put the horse back in the barn.
Thank you, Juanita. You know I'm always going to be good for you, baby.
I know you will, baby.
Bring you a big sack of cash.
Who is prettier than a... Who is prettier?
What? Hey, what do you
right,
think?
Sound you right for me, Rasta? Am I prettier? She be prettier? What the hell did you write for me here? She be prettier?
It was for Lisa. She be prettier than a plate of fried cheese with extra Merino sauce. Marinara sauce.
You know,
Merino sauce, that might be the problem.
He trying to write a joke for me, and I'm reading this and I'm saying, what the hell is he writing about?
Man, that's no good.
It happened.
She be prettier than a plate of fried cheese with extra Merino sauce.
Marinara sauce.
Yeah.
Sorry. So,
you one crazy white man, Rob Speedwagon.
Man, I tell you, he is full of hate.
He sure am. Well, listen, baby, I love you.
Love you, baby.
I love you.
You take care of yourself.
You know I will. Don't forget, I'll be watching you.
I understand, baby.
All right, baby.
See you later.
Thanks again, Don's and Mike's.
Yeah, Don and Mike, great guys.
That's a great show.
Sure. Good looking and good, too.
I'm going to be listening to the Boogie Eaton show, incidentally.
That's a good show.
Right. And I want to tell you something else, Rob Speedwagon.
Yes?
Are you listening to me?
I am.
Ain't nowhere on God's green earth you are 6.5.
Oh, understood.
You're a high 2, and that is everyone else is dead except Peter Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
What does Abraham get?
Yeah, Juanita, why don't you just throw some of that broccoli and cheese at him? Go ahead. Next time you see him, he's full of hate.
I got to go count some more of our money.
Take care, baby. I love you.
You score plenty of points tonight.
I will, baby. You're my Bennigan's babe.
I love you, baby. Ever since we met at that Bennigan's and you knocked me up and I had to sue you for a paternity test.
Yeah, you gave me plenty of free refills, baby.
I love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Be careful.
Goodbye, Juanita.
Goodbye, darling.
There they go, the new happy couple.
Her voice is as low as mine.
So nice to see them back together.
Thank you all, Don and Mike.
Thank you, Michael. Great having you on the show. And glad
Don and Mike and Rob.
Glad things have worked out for you.
Thank you, baby. I want to go score 70.
So Michael.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
It's always an interesting segment.
There he goes, Michael Jordan. Well, that might be the last installment. The Jordans are getting back together.
Yeah.
Happily ever after. Always fascinating.
We're going to break. I think we got time for something special with Buzz when we come back.
Very good.
I think so. Stay there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, anybody in here can f*** with this man, Mike. This is the ultimate, man. F*** you, you hoe. Come and say in my face. F*** you, for everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You're scared coward. You got man enough to f*** with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white scared of the real man. I'll you till you love me, faggot.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight now. We got a choice we can make here. We can either start re-rating the women again, but we're running out of time. Or we can do something. We don't have any music to set this up.
Yeah.
So I'm simply going to tell you, spotlight on Buzz Burbank. Buzz, I'm sorry, Mike, there you go. Buzz Burbank dials for transvestite.
Ah, very exciting.
Wow. And Buzz, yes. Here is your setup.
Okay.
Your setup is you are suffering post-Super Bowl depression.
Yes. Yes, I am.
So let's, will I dial the number up?
Let's call the hoe now.
Let's call, hold on.
I would assume, Buzz, now, your depression is due to the fact that you are an enormous St. Louis Rams fan.
Now, to get this straight, I'm a transvestite who's depressed.
Yes, you're a transvestite with a woman's name.
Uh-huh.
Have you thought about your favorite woman's name?
Sort of fun.
We're sorry.
Jennifer.
Your call can now
Jennifer's
completed.
A little plain. How about Iris?
Iris is nice.
Isn't Iris nice?
That sounds like your grandma's name.
Can you say Iris so we could hear you?
Iris.
Iris, okay. May we find a compromise.
I need to know which number I can use. Johnny, which number can I use to make a 900 call on?
Loretta?
I know we've done it before.
I think.
You say that so nicely.
Loretta. Yeah.
You're Loretta.
Yes, I am.
And you're kind of a country girl.
Can I dial 9 first?
No. Okay.
Buzz, when we eventually get through, I think what you should say is I'm a country girl.
Uh-huh.
We're sorry, gotcha.
But not
your
a plain Jane.
No.
Happened. All right, let me try one.
Kind of a
farmer's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a Dixie from Dukes of Hazzard.
Ooh,
you know?
Yeah.
Kind of a Barbara Bach lookalike.
Uh-huh.
Very exciting.
As she is now?
Yes. Yes.
A little heavy, but still fetching.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Barbara Bach. Who
yes.
is it?
That's right.
Isn't Barbara
Which
Bach the one that used to date
be completed
Ringo?
That's another Bach. I think that's Sebastian Bach.
No, it's not.
No, it might be the same name. Is it the same name, Johnny?
You mean the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. Come here, Johnny. Come over here.
Oh, okay. Catherine Bach.
Catherine Bach.
Barbara Bach is Mrs. Starr.
That's right.
Here we go. Come on.
Oh,
here we
see
go.
My long, firm, and shapely legs.
Maybe it'll chew me up.
You know, they feel so smooth and soft.
Loretta's depressed about the Super Bowl.
All the way down to my tiny feet.
Now, remember, Loretta, I have to tell her she's on the air.
I
do it very quickly.
I know, I understand.
Oh, my body gets hot all over when you kiss my soft
Buzz Burbank
feet.
Dials for transvestites.
A.K.A. Loretta.
Yeah, don't forget, Loretta, you're a transvestite.
Right.
Come a little closer.
And may I make a request?
Yeah.
He's wearing a Little House on the Prairie dress.
Rub you all over your heart.
I'm
already got a plan, actually, for my wardrobe.
Oh, you do? Okay.
You don't mind.
For these hot feet.
Here we go, hot feet.
You get a lot more for only $249 to $399 per minute. And it's sponsored by Boulevard Entertainment.
Yeah, baby.
For customer assistance, call 1-800-777-1-2.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Billing will begin 3 seconds after the tone.
Okay, bill us. Go ahead. Wait, babe.
Bill has an access fee of $5.99. Please be aware
that's how they get you.
Service time may be billed at the prevailing permanent rate.
Whatever.
And calls may be monitored for quality purposes. One moment, please.
Good. Now, Buzz, let me handle the first part.
Yes,
I bet they're going to ask me what phone number we're calling.
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Before I
you're on the air.
You, I need you to verify the last 4 digits of the number you're calling from.
3636.
That's the number you're calling from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, that's not the same number that I'm showing here on my phone.
About 1067?
No, that's not it either.
Oh.
If you don't know the correct number, you'll have to call me back when you do.
Is this not the number I'm calling around?
It is. The problem is that there's like a local trunk line that feeds it, so when you get caller ID from our station, it never comes up as the 800 number.
Oh.
All right.
I don't think she was really pleasant.
It's always something.
You know what you can do? Call my cell phone, and I'll get the caller ID, and then we'll know the number.
No.
Boy. This is,
how you doing, Loretta?
This is not helping my post-Super Bowl
I understand
mood.
You're a little depressed.
Very depressed.
Can you maybe tell us a little bit about your wardrobe since you said you had something in mind?
Well, I'm wearing a gingham frock today with puffy sleeves and the long white stockings.
Gingham, something that you would see one of the wives of Larry Tate on Bewitched wear.
I think so, yes. And sensible shoes.
Very good.
I'm sure it's the same cut.
Are they pumps? Or are you wearing heels?
No, they're pumps.
Sensible.
Yes, sensible pumps.
Are pumps heels? Anyway, I guess pumps
actually,
are heels.
Actually,
right?
They are. But
hey, Rob, come down yourself.
I betrayed my lack of knowledge.
We can play with that a little bit.
I did
a
703.
It's fantasy, don't you know?
Can I ask you a question, Loretta?
Yes.
Do you, and since this is developing into the Loretta
Mike, give us a moment. We hadn't planned on this development.
So, right. Loretta, are there any particular fetishes or things you like to do? I know that when we have Dolores on the show, he likes to make eggs with the with the lady. Is there any particular thing you like your woman to do?
Is that not ringing, Rob?
Not ring. Did it ring on there?
No.
I of course, as always, I like to be told how pretty I am. That's first and foremost, most important.
See, this works twice. This is going to be okay.
Not so much food for me as dress up. I'd like it if she wore a hat.
That you like it? So you're gonna try to dress your girl?
Is your phone ringing yet?
Yeah, I think so.
When we get through?
Uh-huh.
You know, all these phone systems here, ladies and gentlemen, are designed for
caller
the
caller ID
protection.
Not available.
They're designed for the protection of the dollars that come and go into this large broadcast.
I need a phone number where I can make a goddamn 900 call on. Please.
Now, besides wearing a hat, what will you ask your lady to do?
I'd like her to wear a hat and a tie and maybe a gentleman's jacket.
Ah, so you want her to go the complete opposite of you in your gingham frock.
Exactly. I think we'll make a nice couple.
What color is your gingham frock?
A blue and white check.
You have
yes, perhaps too much thought.
You have given this some thought.
Perhaps too much, yes.
Sensible shoes,
uh-huh.
A gingham frock.
Right, in blue and white with puffy sleeves and the knee-high white socks.
What do you like to do, Loretta?
Well, like I said, first I like to play dress-up and be told how pretty I am.
Exactly.
And then after that, it's up
to... Not how pretty you are, you said you're a pretty girl.
Yes.
You wanted to say you're a pretty girl.
Please go through.
Exactly.
Hold on, I might have finally figured out a way. Got it. Shot it.
You got it?
And I got the last 4 digits.
Well, I'm looking forward now to finally getting one of these hoes on the line so you can tell her about all your fetishes, Loretta.
I can't wait.
I know you're getting a little pitted out in your gingham frock.
I need to be cheered up.
Don't forget now. First, I got to tell the whore she's on the air, even when she asks for the last 4 digits of the phone.
Right.
And tickle my tiny toes with your tongue.
Right. Very excited. Right, whore.
Come a little closer and let my tiny size 5 feet with the
hot... Get ready for Buzz Burbank, dials for transvestites.
Loretta Burbank.
Uh-oh, you must be 18 for the...
You should be Loretta Elston.
Loretta Elston. Or just Loretta.
Dispersed from a family name.
Can I make one more request? I promise I won't tell you to.
Sure.
Lady Loretta?
Lady Loretta.
Can you be Lady Loretta?
No problem with that.
Because really, good transvestites sometimes have a lady in front of their name.
Sure.
Now you think you have the right last 4 numbers? Very exciting.
Quality purposes.
As we get close to talking to a real live woman.
Hold on, everybody.
a sneak was part of that.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the Your Dynamite Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Before I can connect you, I need you to verify the last four digits of your phone number.
Of course, baby. 6035.
Thank you. Have a good time.
Thank you, honey.
Wow, that was nice.
Yeah, very nicely done. So,
now we're ready for Loretta.
I'm ready.
Now you got to let me tell the second girl she's on the air as well.
Right.
Before I turn it over to you, Loretta.
Thank you with you. Press one.
Lady Loretta.
Over.
Lady Loretta.
You want to just press one, Rob? Do you remember?
L squared.
One. Yeah, one will do it.
Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
Star.
Press one for a live triple X toe sucking, uncensored.
Wait a minute,
did you press one?
Take it back to the main menu. You can
that
press
should be
star at any time.
We want a live girl that I'll take.
Press the star.
Right.
And it said live toe sucking. And Lady Loretta loves to have her toe sucked.
Buzz Burbank dials for transvestites.
That's L squared.
Lady Loretta.
Loretta.
Hello?
Don and Mike show, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Well, I thought you were talking to somebody else.
No, what's your name?
Oh, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hey.
Hi. I'm Lady Loretta.
You're Lady Loretta?
Yes, I'm a transvestite, and I'm very, very depressed.
You're a transvestite?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. And I like to be called Lady Loretta.
Well, yeah, who gave you that name?
Well,
Lady Loretta?
I made it up myself.
You that's like pretty.
Oh, thank you. I like it when you say my name is pretty.
It is.
I'm just a country girl.
A country girl?
Yes, but I'm very depressed today.
Why?
Well, I guess it's a post Super Bowl letdown.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm very bummed about the Rams. How about you? You like football?
I like Rams.
You like
the Rams? I swore the Rams were going to whoop that ass.
See, that's what I thought too, and hence you must share my depression.
At the last minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that always the way?
Tell her you're pretty good.
I know.
You know what? You know what I need, Sandra, to cheer me up?
What do you need?
I need you to tell me, Lady Loretta, that I'm a pretty girl.
Lady Loretta, you are a pretty girl. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You can get anybody you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like my dress?
Oh, you know that.
I'm wearing. Do you like what I'm wearing?
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a gingham frock with puffy sleeves and knee-high white socks and sensible shoes.
Really?
Yes.
You're a gorgeous thing.
Thank you.
Ask if you'd like me to take the shoes off.
I think I look good in it. Would you like me to take?
I would love to take a picture of you and hang it on my wall.
Oh, sure. Would you like me to take my shoes off first?
Yeah.
Gets me off is when you talk about
but I'm,
feet.
I doubt, you know, I bet
feet.
You can't get me off.
I can't get you off.
I love feet.
Pretty thing like you, I'll be all over you.
You see, I love feet.
I love big,
Lady
hairy.
Lady Loretta, you like feet?
Big, hairy men's feet.
The bigger, the better. I like really big feet.
Big, giant feet, huh?
Say you'd like her to pull.
Well, I got a friend that wears a size 12.
Oh,
ask her if she likes to play with feet.
Do you enjoy playing with feet?
I like feet.
Would you?
Actually, I like feet. I like to tickle them. I like to get mine tickled.
Tell her you want her to suck.
You have to delete that out. Would you like to play with my feet?
Sure.
Would you like to suck on my toes?
Ooh, what kind of toes you have?
Oh, they're pretty toes.
Tell her about your fungus.
Please. Please suckle my digits.
Not the third.
Oh, yeah?
Not the third one. You're missing a nail.
Not that one. It's a little fungal.
I can suck on the middle one.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Just not the one on the end.
Why?
Well, it's not well, as you can see. It's
missing a nail.
It's a little miscolored.
I'm going to taste it.
No. Oh, you are a naughty girl.
Tell her now that you want her to call you a bitch.
You wouldn't mind calling me a bitch, would you?
No, bitch.
Oh.
Bitch Lady Loretta.
Oh.
Bitch Lady Loretta.
Say pretty bitch Lady Loretta.
Ask her what your toes taste like.
And what would you say my toes taste like?
I think they taste like...
cherry juice. You like to put cherry juice on your toes?
Oh, that is so nice.
Cherry juice.
Would you like to try the other foot now?
Yes, I would.
Ask her if there's any cheese.
I'm going to pop the big toe in first.
If there's any cheese in the juice.
Do you enjoy cheese with your cherries?
Yes, Lady Loretta.
Tell her to eat your toe cheese.
Strong.
Tell her to eat your toe cheese.
Please enjoy the cheese that comes with my cherry toes. You'll find a little between each one.
Now have her say, Lady Loretta.
Right out.
I want your opinion with me.
Lady, I hope you've got a lot between that.
Lady Loretta. Toes.
Now here's what I need.
Lady Loretta.
I need you to say, Lady Loretta.
I love it when you eat it. I love to eat your toe cheese.
I'd love to eat your toe cheese. Just say that to me, please.
Lady Loretta, I love eating your toe cheese.
Thank you.
Your toe cheese is good, Lady Loretta.
Oh, and you are good.
Ask her to pull one of the toe hairs out with her teeth.
I ever had.
Now, if you don't mind, just with your teeth, just a little bit, biting the hair on the top of my toe on the knuckle there and just sort of pull it out.
Ooh, like this?
Oh, yeah, I like that. I enjoy the pain. Oh, you're a very naughty girl. Oh, listen.
Okay, all right. Now tell her, go to the other foot, and then when she starts, say, I was kidding. I don't have another foot.
Okay.
No, it's a club foot.
Okay.
It's a club foot.
Now,
it doesn't have any toes.
And now the other foot. A trick question. I have no other foot.
Lady Loretta.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just have one foot.
It's a club foot.
You have one foot.
It's sort of a club foot.
The club foot?
Yeah.
Really?
Welcome to the club.
Does it ask her if that club foot turns her off?
I like that.
So, my...
As long as if you have one foot, it has cheese in it.
My club foot doesn't turn you off?
Ask her to bite your calluses.
And now, there's a little callus on the side of the small toe. You wouldn't mind chewing on that a little, would you?
Oh, not at all.
Oh, you're the best.
I'll nibble on that.
Lady Loretta couldn't be more pleased.
If you ask her, she wants...
Oh, Lady Loretta.
Ask her, she wants to tongue your bunions.
These cherry cheese toes.
Can you tongue my bunions?
Yeah.
Oh, no one does it better.
Oh, yeah. Lady Loretta.
You have made Lady Loretta very happy.
I have.
I'm feeling less depressed about the Super Bowl.
Feeling
now.
Less like a bitch.
Well, good. That's what I want you to be.
Tell
happy.
Them that, tell your calluses look like
feeling a little less like a bitch.
I'll
your
do
calluses,
anything, your bitch calluses, Lady Loretta.
Your calluses look like little white gummy bears.
My calluses, I hope you see it this way. To me, my calluses look like little white gummy bears. Aren't they cute?
Uh-huh.
Now, lick the raw spots
like
from the athlete's foot
bears.
On the heel.
Are they the strawberry kind?
Just one more request, if I may.
Yeah?
The athlete's foot, can you lick the athlete's foot? The little red patch?
Right on the ball of your foot.
You are wild.
And now,
say she's making you bleed.
You're welcome.
Careful, you're making me bleed.
I am?
Yes. A little more gentle, please.
Okay.
Ask her if she's getting turned on.
You know, I'm just a country girl. Does this turn you on, too?
Yes, it does.
Finally.
I'm right. So pleased.
Fondle my decaying, lifeless
for me
pinky
and for you.
Toe.
Now, if you'll just fondle my decaying and lifeless pinky toe, my pain will be complete.
Can I jack it up and down?
Yeah, ask her if she can bite it clean off.
If you want to, you can bite it clear off.
Tell her your toe is blue.
Oh, see how blue my toe is?
Uh-huh.
It matches the game in my dress.
Tell her she can do whatever she wants with that because you can't feel it.
And now you can do whatever you like with that toe because I have no feeling there.
Oh, yeah?
You see,
I'm
diabetic.
Can I put it in my butt?
Yes.
Tell her again you're diabetic.
Yeah. You see, the reason my toe is blue, I'm diabetic. You don't mind, do you?
Uh-uh.
And don't be afraid
that's
of
so
me.
Nice. And
because
please,
I have full blown AIDS.
Don't be afraid of me, just because of the full blown AIDS.
I got it from Tony Siragusa.
I got it from Tony Siragusa. Have you ever heard of him?
Uh-uh.
You will.
Say so you're getting so excited you need a candy bar.
I'm so excited. I really, you know what I need now? Right now I need a candy bar.
Oh, yeah?
Now, Buzz, shudder. Just shudder.
Right. Head out. She got the messenger. Yeah. Say, now just say, yes, I'm done with
those
you.
People are those people in your office?
Oh,
it's the TV.
I'm done now, you stupid bitch.
well played, Bob.
Bravo, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob Burbank.
Just playing a character. I am... That was fantastic.
In the role he was born to play.
That was special, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it ain't exactly Shakespeare, but...
It's going to be a hell of a segue, I'll tell you that.
That was worth the wait to find a phone line that finally would allow us to do the 1-900 number.
Oh, my God.
You know, I think the last time we did that was a couple of months ago with the Frankenstein tapes. Right. That's two times in a row now.
Yes.
We've had great phone whores on that hot foot line.
You know, and I see a new trend. You know, we try to make the caller as unappealing as humanly possible,
sure.
and see how long they'll stay on the line.
And we had to dump out because she was getting nasty,
right.
Loretta.
Sandra seemed to enjoy that, and I'm going to remember that.
I really think the next time anybody dials for Transvestite, we just make them horribly disfigured.
let's go to Loretta right now.
All right.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Loretta.
He made it up.
Loretta.
Yeah.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, an update on the Olympic American flag controversy.
Ah, controversy. You got that right, Loretta.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming
up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
We sure do. Now listen, tomorrow on the show, it's the Booger Breakfast Show.
Yum, yum.
Wow. We can only limit us to the first 25 people to show up here at the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, our northern headquarters, WNEW, in Manhattan, 57th and 7th. Coming up to the ninth floor tomorrow morning, starting at 11 o'clock. You may bring a bag of boogers with you, a bag of dried, crunchified boogers.
BYOB.
Yes, but tomorrow you must also, at some point, pick a live booger and eat it in front of us. These are the rules that have been ordered by the Infinity Judges.
Bring a big bag of boogers and be ready for the big booger eat.
We are giving away $1,000 tomorrow, courtesy of the Dish Network. Get Dish Network's digital home plan, 165 digital and static free channels for 3 months. Reinstallation, 800-33-DISH. Tomorrow it's the booger eat-off. Show up starting at 11, like I say. First 25 people get to play. Also tomorrow on the show, we'll have the recap of the bowling. The Gutter Balls tonight against One Life to Live.
Oh, boy.
The soap opera will be at the fabled Bullmore Lanes in Manhattan.
Great.
We'll be there starting at 8 o'clock tonight. Love to see you. And tomorrow on the show also, a mystery guest who we've never had on the show before. Everybody is eligible to play, including you, the home listener. I will tell you that it is a TV star.
Big TV star?
Mike, let me just say, TV star.
Should never ask those questions because, you know, I'm good at the mystery guest game, and I ask questions that immediately narrow the field.
He was the star of a hit television show.
Good enough for me.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And, hey, you like that, huh? So that's all coming up on tomorrow's episode. Oh, and the rating women. Right. We didn't get to it today. We'll get back to the list tomorrow. I promise. Hold on. Who's on the phone? Oh, it's house guest, Mr. 40.
Hey. Yeah.
Well, here you are, only 48 hours late, calling in to say, how did you enjoy the Super Bowl party at my house? you have a good time, 40?
The most gracious host, most gracious, you know, even though you had to drink the tea, it was all good, though.
Yeah, it was not. Well, we discussed that. I was not happy that the Rams lost, but 40 was great having you and the baby 40 and Mrs. 40 out at the house.
And Grady Smoke and his lady.
Cool. Yeah, I couldn't get through earlier this week. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But you know, how long does it take you to drive up there?
What, to where I live?
Nah, up to New York.
To drive to New York, less than 4 hours.
Less than four?
Yeah.
Because you know I'm trying to make it up there for tomorrow, right?
Are you coming up for the book? Oh, are you coming up for BM?
How many times I try to get that cat to come down the studio,
oh,
man?
Oh, wow. Listen, 40, here's what you do.
The studio about 100 times. He never showed up. Man, I don't want to hear that he wasn't invited.
All right, 40, here's
very
what you
good.
Do. You get on 95 by College Park. I'm sure you know how to do this. You go through the Fort McHenry Tunnel in Baltimore. You get on the New Jersey Turnpike. You get off at the Holland Tunnel. You make the turn where it says Uptown, and boom, you're going to be right on 8th Avenue.
Plenty of parking.
In less than 4 hours. See, the problem is I got a studio session tomorrow night at 7.
You'll be back home in time.
So you think I can make it?
Sure. I have left, and now this is no lie, I have left the city at 3 o'clock and been home at 7 o'clock.
Sure. Because
you beat the traffic. You either take the Lincoln or the Holland Tunnel. Am I right, Johnny?
Right.
Right, thank you.
Might be quicker if you take the train.
40, we'll see you tomorrow.
I have fun tonight.
Okay, we will.
You didn't mention that, but I beat you up here the other night.
Oh, by 10 minutes. But you did, Mike. Mike beat me up by 10
a
minutes.
A W is a W.
Mike beat me up here by 10 minutes. He took the train.
Yes.
All right.
All right, see you, Mr. 40.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I think Mr. 40 was
still
40-rific.
Still drunk. Still drunk from Super Bowl Sunday. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Loretta.
Thank you. Hi, how do I look? The first thing you should know is that the tattered flag from the bombed-out World Trade Center will be raised as the official U.S. flag at the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. That said, a lot of Americans were angry this morning when they heard that American athletes would not be allowed to march with that flag at those ceremonies. It was a decision from the International Olympic Committee.
Oh, F them.
They insisted,
F those corrupt effers.
They insisted this is a worldwide event, not an opportunity for Americans to beat their chests.
Oh, F them.
Not only should we beat our chests, we should beat our meat.
Beat our meat.
That's how we should protest.
What we do best. Do Port Authority cops.
Beat our meat on a toilet seat.
All the male athletes come in, like in wagons with toilet seats.
Now that would be an opening ceremony.
Beat our meat.
A couple of Port Authority cops are escorting the flag to Salt Lake City today, and they were also bitterly disappointed in the IOC's decision. But now, a source tells the Associated Press this afternoon that the IOC has reversed its decision, deciding that that decision was outside of its authority.
You know, we are on in Salt Lake City,
yes.
And frankly, I'm amazed we've not been canceled. We've been on in like 3 months, and they haven't canceled us.
Right.
So I would guess whatever station is that we're on there, we're on for the good long haul.
Right.
If someone would call us from Salt Lake City, mm-hmm. at least we could get a feel for the Olympics, because other than our friend Michael Weiss,
mm-hmm.
I could give a rat's ass about the Olympics.
I see, we've always differed. I mean, I like the Winter Olympics. I like the competitions they have. But, it just amazes me when the Olympic Committee is going to tell them what... I'm glad they reversed that.
Hey, we're the United States.
You
beat our meat.
Your country can do whatever you want, right? I mean, why not?
It's our country.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say I'm really excited that I can hear you guys early morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm commuting. They just started replaying you guys in the evening. Now I'm guaranteed to get 100% of your action-packed show.
Yes, we are now occupying not only on our two home stations, we occupy not only our regular time, but also the overnight show as well on WNEW and on WJFK.
Mm.
So if you're one of those people that gets up way early in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to hear the show replay.
It's
2 o'clock in the morning. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? This is the guy from Salt Lake? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Brian from Mobile.
Brian from Mobile.
Yeah, Mobile, Alabama.
What can I do for you, sir? I'm looking for a guy from Salt Lake City who's on one of these lines.
Okay, is this Don?
Yeah.
Hey, Don, I got a little support for you on the Helen Hunt thing you were talking about yesterday.
Great, thanks. Is this the guy from Salt Lake?
Nope. Just me? Hello?
Are you calling from Salt Lake City, Utah?
I am.
Okay, great. What is your name?
Mike.
What is our radio station?
It is 12:30 a.m.
What is it, like ESPN Radio or something?
It's ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio. Yeah. Beautiful. Does anybody in Salt Lake give a rat's ass about the Olympics?
Everybody that I talk to wants to leave.
Wants to leave town?
Exactly. I haven't seen that much, though. I mean, the traffic hasn't really increased yet.
Right.
We still got 3 days.
All right. I'm just wondering, because I don't care. I know, Mike and I are very different in that regard. I don't care.
Well, I mean, the way I look at it as far as Olympics, I'm always interested in the winter as opposed to the summer. I think winter's got more fun events.
Well, I think the summer's got more, but frankly, I think they both blow.
I think the summer events are going to have a lot more events in the winter. Come on, it's too damn cold out here. It's 20 degrees right now.
Well, maybe DA, that's why it's the Winter Olympics.
Well, I know, but...
maybe snow and ice are real helpful to those events.
Yeah.
Duh. My job. Sorry. Yeah, come on.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Well, there you go. I wanted to...
Pretty cold here, man. There's more stuff to do when it's warm.
They tried to move the events, but the skaters kept drowning.
I wanted the call from Salt Lake City. There you go. There's an official Olympics update.
That's nice insight.
Hold on. Here's another guy from Salt Lake City. Jose?
Yeah, what's going on, Don?
That's your average name in Salt Lake.
It's impossible there's a guy named Jose in Salt Lake City.
I'm from Puerto Rico, New York. I've been living out here for like a couple of months now, but it is kind of hectic. I drive for a company, so I'm driving around Salt Lake 20, you know, all the time, all day. And I was actually downtown the other day, and it was absolutely crazy.
So it's crazy. What is crazy in Salt Lake City? I mean, really, equate crazy for
really
me.
Really crazy in Salt Lake City? Every friggin' holiday... The liquor store's closed. That's what's crazy.
All right.
Every friggin' holiday.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you have a good day.
Yeah. Yeah, normally crazy in Salt Lake City is two light cycles. You know what I mean? When you're John and Mike show. Doug.
Stand for it.
Here's Doug in Salt Lake City. Doug.
How's it going, Doug?
You know, who knew that we had so many listeners in Salt Lake City?
It's happening.
We love you guys in Salt Lake City. You guys are great.
Thank you. Are you excited about the... DA Olympics?
Oh, yeah, we're excited about them. I'm actually even going to the opening ceremonies. I got friends going to downhill and ski jumping and stuff. We're all stoked about it down here.
All right, thank you. I was just wondering. You know, me, myself, I think I'd have more fun at the Special Olympics.
Well, I think the Winter Olympics, though, one of the reasons I like it, there's more potential for disaster.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, like the beginning of Wide World of Sports.
Sure, sure. Right. And also, you know, peekaboo, you know, going breaking her leg when they go into the net and stuff like that. It's cool.
Peekaboo Street?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know who still kind of does it for me? That was Dorothy Hamill.
Really?
I've seen her doing some kind of commercial now for if you have a heavy period or if it's a migraine or something like that.
That's bad on the ice.
I don't know. Heavy period. A heavy flow will ruin your presentation when you're out there doing your dance.
Absolutely. And they're making a skate on me. It's not paying it.
It's hell for your partner.
What happened to
when your partner has to hold down?
Oh, my God. Look at that death spiral.
Sorry, Scott.
Oh.
Password is spin art.
Well, with the flag controversy out of the way, apparently, the other thing you should know is the uniforms worn by the U.S. team at this coming ceremony on Friday were made in Canada. The U.S. Olympic Committee says it approached several American designers asking them to create the uniforms, which will also be worn at awards ceremonies, but the American designers unanimously declined. One of those companies was Nike.
Why would Nike...
You know, apparently they didn't appear profitable for them. I know Nike is making some of the jumpsuits, some of the uniforms they'll be wearing during the competition, just not in the opening ceremony.
And that will be the uniform for the United States will be the Elvis jumpsuit.
A Canadian red jumpsuit.
Hello, Steve, Don and Mike show. Hello.
God damn it.
Yo, Don and Mike, I got a song for your booger-eating contest.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, dun dun da da dun 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 da da dun 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 da da dun.
Here we go.
Start picking your nose.
Right.
I'm leaving today.
Okay.
I want to be on Don and Mike and pick my nose.
I'm sorry I interrupted there. That was I thought that was another call was, about the
you
Olympics.
Know, I'm glad we got the intro.
It has good pitch.
Dun, yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Can you loop that?
The security crackdown's already begun around the Olympic Village at Salt Lake City. Military helicopters have so far shoot away about a dozen airplanes that have violated the Olympics no-fly zone. FAA has banned all aircraft inside a 3-mile radius of the village. They say all the violations so far have been accidental.
Buzz, we got to break. I know. Finish this one up, but we got to do a break.
Okay. A terrorism update. Pakistani police say they're closing in on the kidnappers of reporter Daniel Pearl. They say they firmly believe he'll be rescued soon, quoting one official, sooner than you think. And just outside Washington, American Taliban John Walker Lind is asking to be freed on bail. Today the judge said no.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, bud. That's good news on both fronts.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lorella.
You bet.
We are right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
What? You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Don't listen to your partners behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
We're going to call it 100 going here at 877-365-3636. You out there, dial recklessly, okay? Be the 100th caller. Prize package selected especially for you. Remember, your hot gutter balls in action tonight.
Go Balls!
Dynamite Gutter Balls versus the cast of ABC's One Life to Live. You know, for the longest time, we've been bowling now in New York and in D.C. for, how long have you been doing this show? Like 6 months?
Yeah, right.
Like
that? That's about right.
Neither station has ever really given a crap about promoting it or getting involved with it. But tonight, because we're going to be bowling against TV stars,
yes,
I've had like 100 people from the station come up to me and say, hi, it just happened to me again. I don't think we know each other. And I go, hi, nice to meet you. These people I see in the hallway say,
right,
I'm going to be at the bowling alley tonight.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so they're all going to be there.
Everybody's going
to
be there.
So you guys come on down to it. It'll be a great party at Bowmore in Manhattan. Dynamite Show versus all of the hunks and a few POAs as well.
Yes.
From One Life to Live, we will start at about 8 o'clock tonight. And here now is Buzz.
Soul singer James Brown denies he sexually harassed a former employee.
Hammony.
The 36-year-old woman is suing the 68-year-old legend for $2 million. She says that during a business trip to his South Carolina home 3 years ago, he touched her bottom.
Hello.
In testimony yesterday, Brown referred to himself as a church-going man who doesn't have time for that.
I had to go to church.
He said he
touch your bottom. Church.
Never touched her because,
church,
quote, she's a married woman.
Have a baby. Have touch, touch bottom. Mmm, ass. Ha, ha, yee. Ha, church.
For the folks with TiVo.
TiVo.
What part of
church? Church. Church. Do you have a name? Choice. Get a good education. Bye.
Hi.
Hi. Church, touch the bottom. Pay.
This is James Brown.
Choice. Get a good education.
Say to me, how can I be like James Brown?
I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Church.
Get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
Go to church.
Doing it, you know. Can I count it off?
Go to church.
One, two, three, four.
Grab some ass.
I'm a hey.
Go to church.
Get up.
Half on a church. Go to church.
Sex machine.
Ooh, grab some ass. Get up.
I'm here so you can get an ass.
Get food. That's your ass, man.
Get up.
Get on up. Grab some ass.
Get on up.
I like to go to church.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Get food. I'm a high
end. Use your phone.
Sorry, boss.
That's all right.
Smell my fingers.
For TiVo users, what part of Sunday's Super Bowl do you think they instant replayed the most?
Halftime with Bono.
It wasn't even the exciting last-minute play. None of those. The TiVo company, which spies on its customers for this kind of information, has the answer. TiVo says the most replayed part of the broadcast was the Britney Spears Pepsi commercial replicating a 1950s.
There you are. Told you, I love that. I love that, bro.
TiVo says the Britney takeoff on Robert Palmer's Simply Irresistible came in second to the 1950s ad. That's interesting, since Pepsi says that particular ad didn't test well with preview on
it. I like that commercial.
In sports,
I had to grab her ass in church. Hey.
The Expos and Twins will be around another year. Not that he had any choice, but Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig's announced that there'll be no effort to eliminate those two teams this year.
But whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
That's right. Finally, police.
How you doing, Brittany? Go to church. Change your ass, Brittany. Grab some ass. Feel my fingers, T-Bone.
Now, Bobby, I don't know, but whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
TiVo!
Got to be.
Replay!
Got to be funky.
Put it on my favorites list. Have some ass, go to church.
Finally.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
Got to be.
How you doing, Loretta?
I'm good.
Grab your ass.
No, grab higher. Police.
Go to church.
Shake your foot. Police in Austin, Texas, have a new policy for this year's Mardi Gras. They've begun to issue tickets to women who bare their breasts on 6th Street.
Oh, come on.
But some of the women in Austin are refusing to give in.
Quoting this one, little girl had knocker.
Quoting one businesswoman, we're going to have a peaceful act of civil disobedience where hundreds of women take off their shirts at once. Let them arrest us all.
Bobby,
I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funk.
Got to be.
Take off your shirts. Go to church. Smell my fingers.
Caroline Estes has already handed out hundreds of flyers promoting the protest. She's also hit the topless bars in the drag queen community. The protest, named something that rhymes with sit-in, will be this Saturday night at 11. Police say they're only cracking down because the toplessness starts fights among men. But quoting Caroline, I'm not going to incite no riot with my tees.
I would want to go to Austin, Texas. What are you going to play now? Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Just like Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Man, you're so sweet, I got to see your tees.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Meet you in church. I grab your ass.
Hey, hey.
Got to.
Church?
Got to.
Boys, go to church.
We got to go. We're running out of time. We'll see everybody at Baltimore tonight.
Bobby, I don't know. But whatever I play, it's got to be funky.
Right. See you tonight at Baltimore for the bowling against one dog's lip.
Tomorrow, the Booger Breakfast Show.
Oh, no. Good. We're giving away $1,000 tomorrow on the show.
All right.
And always remember and never forget, also tomorrow, the mystery guest. He was the star of his own hit television show.
Ah, it's kind of a drag.
He's going to be on the Harmonizer.
That means it can't be Gene Brown.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the one who is
coming. What? He's doing the James Brown thing.
Go to Chase.
Yeah, go to Mike.
Take me to the British, the 100.
Have that cell phone.
What is your name? My name is Mike from Ocean Grove, New Jersey, and I am the 100 caller.
Mike, see you in church.
And down from our hands.
Mike, you won the PlayStation 2 game. Maximo Ghost of Glory. This is exclusively through Blockbuster. Available there on February 18th. Game to be guaranteed in stock. Plus, you won a dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts.
Winter. All right, my favorite.
Yeah, we love the Dunkin' Donuts. Winter is here.
My favorite donuts.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for hot beverages.
Damn. That is my lucky season.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Bobby!
Take it.
What a good winner he was. All right, good show today, guys. Tomorrow we'll re-rate the women.
All right.
We'll have the update on the bowling.
Yeah.
We'll have the booger eat-off.
Booger eat-off! Oh, tasty!
On tomorrow's episode.
Yeah, go on. Put your finger in your nose.
Until then, we'll see you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. See you in church. Church, cancer, my face.
Hey, Rob.
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
Can you throw your head in the air just like Sydney? Oops. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Leave the net open the door.
Hey.
First, go to church. Gotta be.
Gotta be.
Okay.
Change!
Bunk it. Throw your head in the air. Sidney Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Goddamn door. We'll see you tomorrow.
Damn door.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr.